Avijit Roy was a writer and a blogger who was an outspoken atheist. That definitely got people's attention in his native Bangladesh, the wrong kind of attention. Today, Roy, who was a U.S. citizen, was attacked and hacked to death by men armed with machetes. It happened on the street in the Bangladeshi capital, Dhaka, as Roy and his wife were walking back from a book fair. A previously unknown militant group claimed responsibility, saying Roy was killed because of his crime against Islam. Ishtiaq Roof is a Bangladeshi blogger. He was a blogging colleague of Avijit Roy.
He was possibly, perhaps one of the most courageous among us. He's not someone who just went on social media or a blog and just posted something. He's someone who actually did a lot of research, and he published regularly over the past 10 years. And he was someone who would engage with the other side. He would never let it escalate. He would sit down and talk. And today, after his death, even people who very strongly disagreed with his position, even they are saying that this was one person that you could sit down and have a discussion with, even if you had an ideological difference with him.
I mean, I think it's a fair point to say that he was way more than a blogger. He was, as you point out, an academic by profession, an engineer, and wrote books on a wide range of subjects, one on the science behind lovemaking, another called Homosexuality, a Socio-Scientific Analysis, and then a few books directly about atheism, like Philosophy of Disbelief, and another called The Virus of Faith. How were those received in Bangladesh?
They were not received well. A lot of people in Bangladesh, they're faithful people. They have their faith, but they also know that, yes, science is coming up with these things that challenge my faith. And they have their own way of balancing them in their personal lives, just like we all do. But his books actually made him a huge target among the radicals. And the radical Islamists, they have been posting threats to him for a long, long time. And he lived through that. He did not cower. That's why he was, he carried this huge target on his back. There were specific threats. People were actually posting that we cannot kill him now because he's in America, but when he comes back, we will kill him.
There is a big difference, though, between radicals who will sit down over tea and discuss these issues, as Avijit Roy did with those radicals, some radicals, and those who will hack you to death. I mean, help us understand the mind of these perpetrators.
It's a complex issue. One of the things, if I could, you know, just pull one string out of that tangle, is that when there's such a deep divide and when there's such a huge clash of ideas, we end up dehumanizing the other side. We look at them just as like a piece on a chessboard. You don't look at them as a human being. You don't think of their lives and their thoughts. We don't see that. In his particular case, him being an atheist, I mean, he was in the worst possible situation, to be honest with you. And
why is that? Why is being an atheist so taboo there?
It's taboo because a lot of these radicals, they say that, okay, if you're a Hindu living in a Muslim country, if you're a Christian or if you're a Buddhist, you can stay here, fine. But there's no space for atheists. That's the line, that's the hard line that they've taken. It's a very, very bad and insensitive and very heightened time in terms of the insensitivity that we see.
How does this death leave you feeling? I mean, can you actually go back to Bangladesh knowing what you know happens there?
Probably for the first time in my life, I'm going to say maybe, at least for the next day or two, because still in a shock. And it's very close to home because, I mean, I spoke to his wife briefly. We were in the same circles. We circulate the same ideas. We get, you know, offensive words and threats from pretty much a lot of the same people. So it does feel very close to home. But then again, this is also the time for us to step up even more. This is a time for resolve. This is a time to realize that this person gave his life for what he believed in. According to his wishes, his body was donated to the medical university where he was proclaimed dead. So this was a person who was dedicated to science. He loved his country. And, you know, he immigrated to the U.S., I think, in the late 90s. He had a spectacular career in his professional field, but he felt the need that my country also needs to be as open and free and fair and good as this one. I think for us, all of us that he left behind, it is a duty almost for us to continue the work and keep standing up against it.
Ishtiaq Roof, a Bangladeshi writer and blogger. He was a blogging colleague of Avijit Roy, a resident of the state of Georgia who was attacked and killed by men with machetes yesterday outside a book fair in Dhaka in Bangladesh. Ishtiaq, my condolences to you and thank you for the interview.
Thank you so much, Mark.